Manu Patra alerts dated the 16th of October 2017. Supreme Court has refused to ban the controversial book Samajika Smugglerlu Kommattalu penned by prominent Dalit writer and intellectual Kancha Alia, saying every author has a fundamental right to voice ideas freely. Supreme Court has held that there cannot be a single arbitration reference for disputes arising out of different agreements, even if they are interlinked to a single transaction. Supreme Court has sought a response from the government on framing of guidelines for setting up a permanent mechanism for termination of pregnancy beyond 20 weeks in exceptional cases. Delhi High Court, while calling the decision to cancel registration of a private hospital on allegations of conducting a prenatal test harsh, has set aside the order passed by District Advisory Committee, DAC. Bombay High Court has observed that there was no application of mine in the changes brought about by the state government to Manohar Rai scheme in August this year. Punjab and Haryana High Court has fixed a 3-hour slot for bursting of crackers on Diwali. The bursting of firecrackers within territorial locations of UT, Chandigarh and states of Punjab and Haryana shall be between 6:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. on Diwali, that is the 19th of October, the court said. Kerala High Court has observed that educational institutions are meant for imparting education and not politics. Bombay High Court has struck down a notification of MUF dated the 10th of August, 2017, wherein all matters relating to state of Goa, Daman, Diu, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, before National Green Tribunal, Western Zone in Pune, were transferred to the principal bench in New Delhi. Delhi High Court has issued notice to centre on a plea for removal of loudspeakers from all religious structures on the ground that their use is an encroachment on a person's right to be left alone in spatial control and thus violates the newly recognised fundamental right to privacy. Central government has notified that persons making interstate supplies of services having turnover above 20 lakhs are bound to obtain registration under the new Goods and Services Tax, GST, regime. Central government has notified that the implementation of provisions relating to reverse charge mechanism will be applicable from the 1st of April 2018. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has notified method for making payment of tax on issuance of invoice by registered persons having aggregate turnover less than 1.5 crores rupees under the new GST regime. Central government has issued notification seeking to cross-empower state tax officers for processing and grant of refund under the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has extended due date of filing return for persons providing online information in database access or retrieval services can file their returns, Form GSTI-5A, for the months of July, August and September to the 20th of November 2017. Central government has notified extension of time limit for making declaration GSTITC01 to avail input tax credit till the 31st day of October 2017.